Carter blasts Bush and everyone else. 11th of October, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Peanut Farm, Georgia. Peanut farmer and former President Jimmy Carter blasted President George W. Bush, saying the current leader of the free world, as the media always bills the sitting president, is, quote, anti-goober, unquote. Carter's long-suffering wife, Rosalind, said of her husband, quote, I wish Jimmy had never won that blasted Peace Prize. It's gone to his head. He never shuts up, unquote. Asked what President Carter meant by describing President Bush as anti-goober, the former First Lady replied, quote, I doubt he knows himself what, if anything, he meant. He's so full of himself after receiving that Nobel Prize that he pontificates upon anything and everything, nonstop, as if he's a latter-day King Solomon, unquote. Carter also said, quote, Bush is not really a Texan. Don't let him fool you. He's not even an American. Moreover, by rights, he ought not to be president. He stole that job from Al Gore, the inventor of the Internet, unquote. According to Carter, Bush's foreign policy is, quote, as tatted as Rosalind's pet sow's ears, unquote, and Laura Bush is a transsexual. He also said the First Family's daughters are uglier than Chelsea and Amy, and one of them is an alcoholic like her father. He added, quote, they're not really twins either, you know, unquote. President Carter said he's looking forward to Jesus' second coming and predicts that it will take place within the next few years, if not sooner. He and evangelist Pat Robinson agreed upon this point, he admits, and concur that President Bush is doing everything he can to usher in Armageddon. Bush, he added, is the Antichrist. Former President Bill Clinton, asked what he thinks about Carter's attacks on Bush, says, quote, Jimmy's always been a joker, unquote. However, Clinton suggested the joke's gone far enough, and that if Carter continues to bash Bush, quote, the joke's liable to be on him, and President Bush may have the last laugh, unquote. Presidential candidate Hillary Clinton chuckled at what she refers to as Carter's one-liners, but agreed with her husband, the future first gentleman, that Carter should exercise caution. She reminded the peanut farmer that he who laughs last, laughs best. Carter said upon hearing of the Clintons' advice that they're anti-goober, too. Former President Ronald Reagan might have said, were he to hear Carter's quips, quote, there he goes again, unquote. Rosalind interrupted her husband's tirade, saying, quote, Jimmy, it's time for your medication, unquote. The former president finally decreed, quote, you're anti-goober, too, unquote. Motioning to his wife, Rosalind, who was trying to tie him down and give him his medication. This has been Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.